show today, we have South Bay Credit Union Board Chairman Chris Odey talking about his very interesting and entertaining journey getting on the South Bay Board. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. The one and only Mr. Chris Odey from gosh, I'm like, where do I say you're from? Because CU 2.0, South Bay Credit Union, and a number of other places in the credit. You're everywhere, Chris.
Yeah, I keep busy. I'm trying to stay in my lane and stick to credit unions and do what I know best.
Good for you. Good for you. We should all do that, I think. We should all do that. Hey, we got to talking. We were at the Q Symposium conference in Kauai last week, and we got to talking about your story about how you joined the board at your credit, South Bay Credit Union. And it's actually a pretty interesting and entertaining story. And so I'm like, hey, let's share it with others in case there's other people who may want to make that jump that you did, because it's been pretty beneficial to the credit union and yourself as well. And it's just a really cool thing that somebody within the industry is like, hey, you know what? I'm going to give a little bit more to this industry. And by volunteering your time on the South Bay Credit Union board, and you're also the board chair, right?
I am. As of April this year, I am the board chairman.
Congratulations.
I have to tell you, it's a little more work than I anticipated. Right? Being a regular board member, I could just kind of phone it in, show up, smile, vote on things. And based on my knowledge of the industry, it was really easy for me.
Yeah.
But in April, when our board chair finally said he was going to step down and he wanted me to take over, he didn't tell me the amount of effort that has to go into this. I spent 5 hours a week reading things just to keep up with what's going on at the credit union. But you are right. It is a funny story how I got involved, and I promised I'd tell it to you, so I will.
Let's hear it. I guess
about 11 years ago, I was still working at Fiserv, and I had worked all around the credit union division. And Mike, I had done everything. I had sold internet banking and digital banking and core and wire processing and accounting systems. And I trained on them. I'd install them. At one point in time, I was a support rep.
Right.
You would call me and I would tell you to reboot your machine, right?
<That's> Unplug it, plug it back in.
Yeah. Did you power cycle it? I believe was the actual term I used. But I got into, I was selling and installing and training all this stuff. And the accounting systems were really struck me that I had no idea what I was doing, right? I was like Microsoft support. I was technically correct, but totally useless, right? I could tell you that, you know, you're gonna take this balance out of the 731 GL and you're gonna put it on the 5300 call report in an allowance for loan loss. But I couldn't tell you how you calculated that number. I couldn't tell you what an ROA ratio was. I didn't know what motivated the CEOs. I didn't know what capital ratio was or how it got calculated. All I knew were take this balance. I had the NCUA chart of accounts memorized. Take this balance out of this GL, put it in this cell on the 5300 call report, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. And I asked around Fiserv, and there are some smart people working there, but there weren't people from credit unions that could answer my questions.
Oh.
Right? How does this get calculated?
Yeah.
And so I asked around and nobody knew. So I figured, all right, I guess if I'm going to figure this out, I'm going to have to do it on my own. Because the last thing I want to do is show up at a client to install something and ask a stupid question. So I thought, all right, I'm going to go ahead and figure this out. So I had been a member of South Bay Credit Union. They were literally a 9-iron away from my house, right? They were like 200 yards from my house. So I figured out who the CEO was. And it's actually Larry Polochek was the CEO at the time. Mm-hmm. And Larry's with California League now.
Yeah.
Some of you may know Larry.
Yep.
So I went in and I don't even know what I did, deposit, withdrawal, whatever it is I did, it doesn't matter. I finished the transaction with the teller and I asked her, I said, hey, is Mr. Polochek in today? She said, yes, he is. Is there something I can do for her? I said, yeah, I'd like to talk to him. And she gave me that look like, what now, right? What's wrong now? And I'm like, don't worry, nothing's wrong. I just want to talk to Larry about volunteer opportunities. So she gets on the phone. She calls Larry, he comes walking down the stairs, he's walking up to me, and Larry's looking at me with that same look like, what does this guy want now, right? What went wrong here, right? Nobody comes in and asks to speak to the CEO to tell him, you're wearing a nice tie, right?
Right.
So I said, hey Larry, my name's Chris Odey, I'm here, I work at Fiserv. I wanna know if you have any volunteer opportunities on the board or the ALM committee or the credit committee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at me. Right, he just stared at me for what felt like 20 minutes, but it was probably like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
because people walk in and ask a volunteer, right? And right. especially, you got to think of this. This is 11 years ago. So I was, what, 35, 36 years old? People under the age of 40 especially don't walk in and ask to volunteer. So once he gathered himself and figured out, and we had figured out what I was asking, and he appointed me to, what was it, the ALM committee, which was perfect for me, right? Because that's what I really wanted to know. Mm-hmm. Puts me on the ALM committee. I start doing all my reading, going to the meetings, and coming up to speed. And then a board seat opens up, so they appoint me to the board. And then lo and behold, I'm on the board. Wow. And then for reasons that completely pass understanding, I became the chairman of the ALM committee.
Wow.
Yeah, so picture that. The sales guy is chairing the ALM committee, right? Drinking from a fire hose, figuring all this stuff out.
Right on.
Yeah. So that went on. Well, that's still going on. I'm still the chairman of the ALM committee. But what happened, if you know that now is 2018, you subtract 11 years, so we're talking 2007. What happened right after that? The Great Recession.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The bottom dropped out.
So mm-hmm. I got in just in time to experience that.
Oh, good.
All the write-downs and all that good stuff. So I got to drink from that fire hose. And then in the last 11 years that I've been on the board, we've gone through a core conversion. We've gone through a CEO change. Larry left, mm-hmm. moved up the ladder, and now he's with the league. So we mm-hmm. had to hire Jen Oliver as our CEO. Mm-hmm. That's a process. We've sold a building. We've purchased two other buildings. The core conversion wasn't a core conversion. It was a core conversion, a mobile conversion, and an internet banking conversion. It was all a nightmare. So I went through at Fiserv on a daily basis with installing new core systems, all at my own credit union. So I've needless to say, I've learned much more than I thought I would learn by being on the board. And it continues to happen like that, right? So this was a, we went, to, when I saw you in Hawaii, mm-hmm. which, by the way, how are both you and I in Hawaii and not on surfboards?
That was a hard one. If I would have stayed one more day, I would have been on one, but I had to get back. So, that was tough.
So, you know, I went to that Q's conference. I figured, all right, I'm the new board chairman. I've got Jen as my CEO. Let's Jen and I get out and try to do something together and do a little team building and figure out how she works. She can figure out how I work. And so now we're starting to get the South Bay Credit Union name out there more. And it, you know, it helps us. And I've never understood credit unions who live in a bubble, right? There's some credit unions who live in their own little shell, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Cooperate with other credit unions. They don't talk to other credit unions. And that's always baffled me. Whereas Jennifer and I at South Bay Credit, we'll talk to everybody.
Good.
We had our last strategic planning met. I think I mentioned one strategic planning session where we had Nader from Financial Partners.
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
We have a different CEO every year in from one of our local credit unions here in LA.
Right on.
This year, you know, it was Gary Perez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gary's awesome.
Credit union, right? And we're a 20-person credit union, right? 7,500 members, 100 million. We're looking to roll out a virtual branch. So I thought, well, who's got a bunch of millennials in their membership?
Gary.
Gary Perez, right? So Gary came in and helped facilitate our strategic planning session. And it worked out great because he had just deployed a virtual branch and he was getting into data analytics and all this other stuff. So the collaboration piece has been huge for us.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
To invite somebody in who's been there, done that, you know?
It wasn't my idea. It was Jennifer's idea.
Well, collectively, it was a good idea. So,
collectively, it was a good idea, yes,
so
sir.
The thing that's really interesting is kind of piquing my interest here, Chris, is like your tech vendor background with Fiserv and now you're with CU 2.0, Kirk Drake and all those guys and stuff like that. So how does that experience help you in your position on the board at South Bay? Because it's almost kind of like you're getting an insider's view of what a credit union goes through on a day-to-day basis. And so you can approach that from the credit union perspective, you can approach it from a member perspective, and you can approach it from a vendor perspective. So that's pretty unique, I would think.
Yeah, it's tremendously helpful, right? So it helps me, like you said, from the credit union side of thing and from the vendor side of things. So when I walk into a credit union, here's one of the great things about being a credit union board member. When I walk into a credit union and I mention that I am a credit union board member, the conversation immediately becomes different than it is, hey, I'm selling you XYZ product.
Yeah.
Right. And then from the credit union side, from being a board member and bringing, I'm able to bring in the insight that I get from hanging around with Paul Fiore and Kirk Drake and people like that. It really helps me.
Yeah.
So our credit union is the beneficiary of that, right? We were able to take, Kirk's book.
Hey, nice plug.
And we were able to implement the strategies in the book before the book was even out. So I guess you could say I'm cheating, but I say I'm leveraging my resources by having access to those guys, CU 2.0, we've got Paul in the background constantly vetting these fintech companies and bringing these ideas to us. And what I get to do is I get to bring Jennifer Oliver, our CEO, into those meetings with us.
Nice.
Sometimes I'll bring some of the staff into those meetings. You know, just the other day, we were vetting a lending company that's found a new way to do lending to subprime, non-prime members. Anyways, it's a fintech company doing some really cool stuff in a really different way. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, sit in on that two-hour meeting. That greatly benefits my credit union to have her have that kind of information about what's coming and how things can be done versus how they're being done today.
Yeah. You, sir, are the straw that stirs the drink, it sounds like, because you're kind of in the mix, you know, you're in the middle of it all. You're kind of bringing people together and making it all work.
Yeah, I try to keep my hand in the industry as deeply as possible so I understand what's going on from every different angle, because you know, there's the scary part is a reputation risk, right? If I were to be on the board and the board chairman of South Bay Credit Union, something were to go wrong at South Bay Credit Union, that's a huge reputation risk for me. I have a fiduciary responsibility and I have a professional responsibility to it. So I try to keep myself up to speed as best I can on everything that's going on.
Yeah, it sure sounds like the risk is well worth it, though, because, I mean, you're really giving your time and trying to make something better, you know, and you're using all these resources that you have to help make it better as well. So it's pretty cool. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, and you know, in all the years that I spent at Fiserv, I'd love to tell you it was my idea, but it wasn't, right? To join a credit union board. There's a guy there, and he's still working there. There's a guy by the name of Len Dowdy out of the old DataSafe group. And he was on the board at Citadel back in Pennsylvania, I believe. And he would preach that to everybody who would listen. He's like, hey, you should get on a credit union board. You're going to learn all these new things. And so I took him up on it, and I did it. And then him and I were preaching it to everybody. I really struggle with why more people who work in the industry at different vendors aren't on credit union board.
Yeah.
Seems like a no-brainer. It's basically free information, right?
Right.
I give up a couple hours a month to attend a meeting, right? But the exchange, the information I get out of those meetings is much more valuable than the couple hours I give up.
No doubt. No doubt.
So I've been running around the industry for years trying to get people to do it. You know what? I'll come on your show, explain my story. Maybe some people will take me up on it.
Exactly.
Credit union boards need people like me on their boards, right? And not so much anymore as I get older, but younger people that are working in the industry. Yep. If you're a 30-year-old and you're selling core or internet or mobile or whatever you're selling, you should get yourself on a credit union board because you're going to learn. You're going to gain credibility and you're going to learn.
Yep. And that said, to wrap up here, because we're a little bit short on time here, but what advice do you have for others looking to do something similar? Because, I mean, that's kind of the perfect segue into this last question here.
Yeah. You know, well, first of all, if you're going to work in the credit union business, join a credit union, right? There's a lot of people in this business who are not members of credit unions. So join a credit union and use the services offered by the credit union. That way you know how the services work. And start out small, right? Don't start out saying, I want to be the board chairman of Navy, right? Start out, look, I purposely picked South Bay Credit Union, right? A small credit union, because I was doing a lot of work with large credit unions through XP Systems, which is a Fiserv product at the time. And I figured, you know what? I kind of understand the large credit unions. I have no idea the economies of scale and the metrics in a small credit union. So I'll join a small credit union. So put some thought into it. And then just find the CEO and ask to volunteer. People aren't walking in and asking to volunteer. So if you walk in and ask to volunteer, pretty good chance they're going to take you.
Exactly. Yeah. What's that? I didn't get the last thing.
Nope, that's it.
Okay, cool. Wow, Chris. I mean, that's a really cool story. And the reason why I wanted to have you on again, probably for the same reasons, like to spark some interest here, get some people to act on this type of thing. And like you said, more likely than not, if you go in and ask, you're going to get a position.
Don't get me wrong. I've enjoyed the advantage it's given me being a board member for the last 11 years. but other people should probably start doing this. It's beneficial to the industry as a whole.
Yep, indeed. Well, great message to end on, Chris. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Love the story, and I can't wait to hear. Maybe there's more stories out there like what you just explained, and we'd love to have anybody on who wants to share as well. So good stuff, and keep up the good work, sir. You're doing great out there.
Thanks, Mike. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
You got it. You got it.